regular board meeting, November 3rd, 2014.
Welcome to the regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake, November 3, 2014. Being called to order at 7 p.m. Madam Deputy Clerk, roll call, please.
Trustee Crowell?
Present.
Trustee Crowley?
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Simon Kelly?
Present.
Trustee Tricon?
Present.
Trustee Wazowski?
Present.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic over which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, John. What's in your water bottle? May I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of October 20, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, public comment. Any public comment this evening? May I get a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.4. As follows: 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $225,065.56. Approve 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending October 19, 2014 in the amount of $129,786.82. Item 5.3, adopt a resolution for the continued participation with Harris MSI for software support in the amount of $11,016.73. And item 5.4, adopt a resolution accepting a quote from a Tire 4 Truck 54 Turbo Charger replacement in the amount of $2,557.82.
So moved.
Second. Mr. Mayor, before you do, on 5.1, I would like to see if we can pull out one section on the reimbursement due to me, just so that I can abstain from voting on my own reimbursement. It is on page one of the accounts payable for account 01-20-77-77704 special events in the amount of $249.90. That is for my reimbursement of the airbrush machine, the hair towels, the all the airbrush supplies. So we can just have that separate line item to be voted on.
And you were, oh, you were reimbursed for that?
I'm to be reimbursed on this, but I just don't want to vote for my own reimbursement.
Then you can just abstain from the vote.
But it's not an expense agenda, so that's kind of for everything else. Martha, her point is that she wants to be able to vote on everything else. And so aim on that. Let's see how to that line item.
Okay.
She can just pull it out.
That's amended to what for that
four.
Line item.
Minus that.
Minus that amount from the line item that's on page one.
Any
trustee can pull a item off the consent agenda there. So.
So we will first pull item 5.1 from the consent agenda. So then, can I get a motion to accept the consent agenda for item 5.2 to 5.4?
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Wazowski, seconded by Trustee Sutton. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Simon Kelly?
Aye.
Trustee Cabron?
Aye.
Trustee Wazowski?
Aye.
Motion carries. May I get a motion for item 5.1 to approve accounts payable in the amount of $225,065.56. So.
Well, I thought
you just abstained from the vote on this item.
Well, but then she doesn't have the opportunity to vote on all the rest of the bills, which she's entitled to do.
If all you can do is let's put this on the floor. Motion was made by trustee...
Can we make a motion to approve that first?
No, let's get this on the floor. May I get a motion for item 5.1, approve accounts payable in an amount of $225,065.56.
I'm in discussion.
May I get a motion?
So
moved. After me, post it.
Second.
That's what I asked. Okay, so you move. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion?
There you go. Now you start.
Hold on one at a time, please.
Okay, so it is line item on page 1 of the account schedule for $249.90. What is it? The F-21. For account 01-20-776-77704.
Is the motion going to come on there separately?
Yes.
Do you
have
that?
I was going to
say,
give me
a paper copy.
So now I'm going to do
you only the first motion.
Okay.
Did you?
Go ahead. Can I get a consensus for approving all of item 5.1 minus the $279.92?
$249.92.
Right. So moved. Second.
I'm not quite sure what that is.
Vote on
that.
So the minutes are correct, Mayor, if I may.
Just to review. We're going to, there's a motion on the floor to approve the accounts payable as presented. The mayor has asked the minutes to reflect that by consensus action, $249.90 payable to Trustee Simon Sally will be removed from this motion. That is the consensus of the board, that there is no objection to that being noted by consensus action. So the mayor, the motion is by consensus amended to approve the accounts payable except for those amounts owed to Trustee Simon Telly. That's the motion pending, Mayor. And it is suitable for a roll call at this time.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crayley?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Simon Telly?
Aye.
Trustee Trapon?
Aye.
Trustee Rosinski?
Aye.
Trustee Pratt?
Aye.
Motion carries. May I get a motion to approve payment for $249.99 for the airbrush for the airbrush machine reimbursed to Trustee Simoncelli. Motion made by Trustee Crayley, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli?
Abstain.
Trustee Chapron?
Aye.
Trustee Wasinski?
Aye.
Trustee Fred?
Aye.
Trustee Crayley?
Aye.
Motion carries. I got it. We have all the bills paid. Moving down to finance, police, public works. Nothing, gentlemen?
No, sir.
Special events, you want to speak anything now, Vicki, or committee of the whole?
Committee of the
whole. Okay. Just a brief summary under items. Under Mayor's comments, item 14.1, just a brief mention that we did have our Homeowners Association Summit meeting. Thank you, Sue, for setting this up at the Lakewood Grove Community House room. It's always nice to have it there. A small, quaint, but seemed kind of powerful meeting. There was good topics that were discussed, talking about mailbox conditions, what we're doing to help prevent what happened last year with some snow piling up on them. The biggest thing is to pray for less snow. We talked about the evaluation that Public Works and Sue put together to look at the mailboxes and try to assess which ones are in poor shape that would be in high probability of being damaged. And talk also about our upcoming comprehensive plan and how important it is for the homeowners association groups to take part in our next big step, which is the community outreach program on November 11th. Sue, again, thank you for the room and coffee and cookies. Item 14.2, the Harnett Sunset Road ribbon cutting. Our largest infrastructure improvement to date is finally completed. The only thing that's left is to turn the lights on, which is scheduled for November 10th. 11th. Right there. And to install the wrought iron railing. One thing that I want to mention is the press showed up in numbers. In fact, the Daily Herald, Mick Zawaltic, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, said he'd never seen as much press coverage at an event like that. It was a wonderful day. We had good turnout from trustees. We had good turnout from some residents. Good turnout from business owners. The industrial park. It was a really good event. Thank you for everybody attending.
Did you see anything in the papers?
Yeah, very nice. And I just mentioned it, item 14.3, the comprehensive plan meeting scheduled for Tuesday, November 11th at our community room at the Public Works Police Department facility. This is the community outreach program. I've asked everybody that's on staff, administration, and elected officials to please print the press release that Mike Blue from our comprehensive planner that he sent out. We all have copies of it. Make a copy of that press release, use it for a flyer, and get it to a neighbor or two. We're getting good press coverage on this. I'll send a CTY out on Sunday. We're doing everything, but I think the strongest way to get some people there is to knock on a neighbor's door, show up at a friend's house, and say, hey, I really need to show up. We're looking at, if we can get 75 people in that room, it'd be wonderful. So let's make an effort to do that. And it's going to be fun. Part of this program is to bring a map of Round Lake, and it's interactive with the people that's going to be there. We have little stick-on shopping centers, gas stations, retail places, restaurants, and we get to kind of paint our own little community and what the people that's going to show up there that's going to be involved in the outreach and make it interactive. So it should be a good meeting. And the only other thing under Mayor's comments is I want to announce the appointment of Russ Crayley as the alternate representative to the Joint Action Water Agency that we know of as CLC JAWA, Central Lake County Joint Action Water Agency. We mentioned this, but we didn't board approve it. Greg Clements was our alternate. Talked to Russ about it, and we never voted on it.
I think Russ will do appoint that Russ Bailey as the alternate.
So the motion is made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Tripod. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Russ. And thank you. And 14.5, Mayor's comments. The only comment additional I'm going to make, Vicki, we missed you last week, and I'm sorry that we had to miss you for the reason that we did. My condolences to you and your family. We've been all thinking of you very much. Welcome back. Trustee comments.
I just want to say thank you for everyone's support, all of us in the village. Good evening, Mr. Fletcher. Also, just a quick note, so that we don't have cause of loss when I have a reimbursement or something come through. No, can we have anytime that there's a reimbursement or any sense to a voting board member, hold out to the separate line item?
Awesome. We've done that in the past. We should have done
it. Yeah, because I know we did it for Greg, they did anything for the
Granger,
even though it wasn't a direct recipient, but still,
right.
Relation for him. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. well, naturally, our condolences once again to you, your family. Like I said, I'm going to talk to somebody tonight when they get ready, just before they're ready to go to bed, and say this is enough right now. We got as much as we can bear. It's been kind of rough for everybody. Other than that, everything else was pretty good, and once again, thank you, Mayor, for the thing that happened with us on the day of the Red Cross. I appreciate that. I'm sure that the Congressman that you missed and all appreciate it too.
First, speaking of condolences, Mr. Watts, or UD Detective's office, will continue to be in our prayers. If you need anything, please don't hesitate. Aside from that, Park Road, what a great day for an opening. It's absolutely beautiful, and so many attendees. Thanks to all who had their hand in getting that done and helping us open it up. The traffic at Park School, wow. I just want to say thank you. Love, there's so much quieter now. People seem to be a lot happier, which tells us that tells me anyway, Black people are doing their jobs, and what you've done is really big difference. So thank you for that. We'll all have our hand in that. And I think that's it. Thank you. Oh, the last thing I do want to say, sorry, the HOA summit, the outcome on that evening is that we will be doing a second seminar outside of the summit itself, so that we can do a finance seminar to help all of the HOAs with their investments and such. It's a problem they all seem to share, what to do, how to do it, where to do it, with whom. So we'll take that one step further with them.
The HOAs are in the same predicament that everybody else is. How do we make investment money from making near nothing to making something close to nothing?
Thank you. One of the past ones, hopefully we had on the Hart Road. And then this is the widest rhythm, the longest rhythm out of town, like 20 years back. But a few years of service there. I thought it was a great idea that Mr. Gold had about signing it and having to sign it. It took more interest and more people were enjoying that. And so I think that was, we should do that for future grand openings. So,
we should be able to join that.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. May I get a motion to recess to executive session to discuss the collective negotiating matters between the village and the Metropolitan Alliance of Police?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Tripod, seconded by Trustee Simon Selle. All in favor?
Aye.
So one more? Another aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll recess at 7:20.
Continuation of the regular board meeting, November 3rd, 2014.
Being at 7:31 p.m., Madam Clerk, roll call. We did that, didn't we?
No, you do not need a motion to reconvene. The mayor has called for the roll, and if the clerk calls the roll, the meeting will convene.
Trustee Fry?
Present.
Trustee Crealy?
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Simon Selle?
Present.
Trustee Chapon?
Present.
Trustee Wazinski?
Present.
Thank you. May I get a motion for item 16.1 to adopt a resolution approving a collective bargaining agreement between the Metropolitan Alliance of Police Chapter Number 444 and the Village of Round Lake.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Chapon?
Yes.
Trustee
Wazinski? Yes.
Trustee Fry?
Yes.
Trustee Crealy?
Yes.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Simon Selle?
Aye.
Motion carries. I may get a motion for item 16.2, adopt a resolution approving a collective bargaining agreement between the Metropolitan Alliance of Police chapter number 459 in the village of Round Lake.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Crayley. To the best of my judgment. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Crayley?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Sanicelli?
Aye.
Trustee Tricon?
Aye.
Motion carries. Mr. Shields, Chief Gillette, once again, thank you. Great job. Number 17, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Tripon, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned at 7:33.